الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد فقال جل وعلا وإنه لعلم للساعة وقال سبحانه وتعالى وما قتلوه وما صلبوه ولكن شبه لهم وإن الذين اختلفوه لفي شك من ما لهم به من علم إلا اتباع الظن وما قتلوه يقينا بل رفعه الله إليه وكان الله عزيزا حكيما وقال سبحانه وتعالى وإن من أهل الكتاب إلا ليؤمنن به قبل موته ويوم القيامة يكون عليهم شهيدا عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والذي نفسي بيده ليوشكن أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم حكما عدلا فيكسر السليب ويقتل الخنزير ويضع الحرب ويفيض المال حتى لا يقبله أحد حتى تكون السجدة الواحدة خيرا من الدنيا وما فيها رواه الإمامان البخاري والمسلم في صحيحهما وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن عيسى لم يمت وإنه راجع إليكم قبل يوم القيامة أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said والذي نفسي بيده لا يوشكن أن ينزل فيكم ابن مريم حكما عدلا that I swear by the one in whose hands my life is in surely very soon the son of Maryam will descend amongst you as a just ruler فَيَكْتِرُ الصَّلِيبِ he will break the cross that the Christians worship وَيَقْتُرُ الْخِنْزِيرِ he will kill the pig the Christians consider halal to eat وَيَضَعُ الْحَرْبِ Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will abolish the tax, the jizya. وَيَفِيضُ الْمَالِ حَتَّى لَا يَقْبَلَهُ أَحَدٍ And during his time there will be so much wealth that nobody will be in need of wealth to the extent that the receiving of zakat and sadaqah will be discarded. حَتَّى تَكُونَ السَّجْدَ الْوَاحِدَ خَيْرًا مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا One prostration will be better than the world and everything within the world. One of the signs of the end of time is the descension of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam from the heavens where he is at this moment in time alive. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend once Imam Mahdi and the Dajjal appear. He will kill the Dajjal and thereafter he will live for a period of time. He will die a physical death, and he will be buried with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, next to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Though today's lesson should be dedicated only to the descendant of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, as has been advertised, as only his descension and return is a major sign of Qiyamah. However, I have decided to split today's lesson into three. I will very briefly begin with Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's birth, as his birth was a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on to his ascension, how and why he was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the heavens, and finishing off with his descension, when he will descend, and what Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will do after he returns to the world for the second time. The reason I have chosen to do this, though the whole lesson should have been dedicated to the descension and the return of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, is because we live in Kufristan, the land of the Kuffar. You and I, we were all educated in that school. At this moment in time, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our young ones are educated in their school. And what happens in these schools? All year round, they are bombarded with stories, beliefs regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, which totally contradict the Muslim belief regarding Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Especially now in the month of November, a month before Christmas time, they are bombarded and brainwashed with beliefs which go against the Quran and the teachings and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our children are taught that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was crucified. Our children are taught that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam died on the cross. And our children come home with these beliefs. And our smaller ones begin to believe what their teachers taught them. This is because they have never been taught the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam according to the Quran and Sunnah. Our children have never been taught that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was not crucified. They are never taught that he is not died. They are never taught that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is alive at this moment in time and was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will descend before the end of time as a major sign of the end of time. Either because the modern day parents have no time to teach their children, the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, we have the time for everything else. Or either because we ourselves do not know the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, we ourselves are ignorant of the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. This is why I have decided to split today's lesson into three. Let us begin with his birth, and let the Quran relate to you the story of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. As the Quran are the words of Allah, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا, and whose words can be better than the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator? The Quran says, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشْرًا سَوِيًّا. Relate to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the story of Maryam and how she gave birth to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, so they recognize our Qudra, so they recognize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maryam's mother's name was Hannah, and her father was Imran. Hannah and Imran were both very pious and well respected amongst their people. However, Hannah and Imran had no children of their own, and Hannah would pray day and night, and she would weep bitterly, and she would ask Allah for a child. Oh Allah, give me a child. Oh Allah, grant me a child who will be the coolness of my eyes and the content of my heart. She would ask day and night, and she would weep bitterly, and she would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers everybody's prayers, and He answers the prayer of Hannah. Her prayer was answered, and within a few days, Hannah was expecting a child. Overcome with joy and happiness that she was to expect a child, Hannah vowed, Rabbi, inni nazartu laka ma fi batni muharraran, fataqabbal minni, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim. She vowed that she would dedicate this child to the service of the Al-Aqsa, the holy mosque in Jerusalem. Her husband Imran died before she gave birth to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. فَلَمَّا وَضَعَتْهَا قَالَتْ رَبِّ إِنِّي وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِمَا وَضَعَتْ وَلَيْتَ ذَكْرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. When Hannah gave birth to a baby girl, she became confused and very worried and disturbed, as she was expecting a boy for it to be of any service to the Al-Aqsa. When she saw this baby girl, she became very confused, as girls at that time were not accepted for this kind of work. But little did she know at the time how blessed this girl was. Little did she know at the time that this girl was to become the mother of one of the greatest prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam grew day by day. When she was fully weaned and the time came for her mother Hannah to fulfill her vow, she handed the child over to the custodian of Masjid al-Aqsa. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam gave her a place of sanctuary, and she would stay there day and night, and she would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam was the chosen one. She was purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she would not leave the Al-Aqsa, the Baytul Maqdis, without necessity. The Quran relates, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرَقِيًّا فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشْرًا سَوِيًّا. One day, out of shame and propriety, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam left Baytul Maqdis and went to the eastern house, which was situated to the east of Baytul Maqdis, in order to take a bath of menses. فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِنْ دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. She placed a screen to screen herself from the people. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشْرًا سَوِيًّا. Suddenly, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam appeared before her in human form. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam appeared in human form, and not in his original form, as she would not have been able to bear to see Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form. He appeared in the form of a very handsome young man, as it is the habit of angels that they assume beautiful forms. They take up beautiful forms. Many a time, when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in human form, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam would take the form of Hazrat Dihya al-Kalbi radiyallahu ta'ala an. As Hazrat Dihya al-Kalbi radiyallahu ta'ala an was one of the most handsome from amongst the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een. When Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam saw a stranger, a very handsome young man, in a place of privacy, she naturally became frightened. And being a pure woman, a noble woman, Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salam was deeply disturbed, as she thought that this young man has come with a bad intention, and in turn she sought for security and uttered the word, Inni a'uzu bil-Rahmani mink in kunta taqiyya, that I am seeking Allah's protection from you. Do not come near me. Stay away if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inni a'uzu bil-Rahmani mink in kunta taqiyya. When Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam heard the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam took a few steps backwards and replied, إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. O Maryam, do not worry, I have not come with bad intentions. O Maryam, I am not a human being, I am not but an angel, a messenger sent by that being in whom you are seeking refuge. That being has sent me to give you glad tidings of a son. You will have a son, a pure son in lineage and morality. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam asked, أن يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أكن بغيا. How can I have a child when no human being has touched me and I am not a bond woman? She was not questioning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and might, as she had no doubt in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. As when Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam was in the service of the Baytul Maqdis, every time Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam came to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam with food and water, he would find food and water already there. He would find fresh fruit, fruit which was out of season. He would find summer fruit in winter. He would find winter fruit in summer, all lying beside her. Puzzled and curious, Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam would ask her, Ya Maryam, anna laki hadha? O Maryam, every day I bring food and water to you. O Maryam, I bring every day these things for you. Yet I find these things lying beside you. O Maryam, where does this fruit come from? O Maryam, where does this food and water come from? Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam would reply, Huwa min indillah, that it all comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She had already experienced Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. She had already experienced that Allah is the provider, and she had no doubt in Allah's power, and she had no doubt that Allah was the provider. What she wanted to know was how she was going to be given this child. How she was going to be given this child, as the circumstances were not normal. لَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشْرٌ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا. No man had touched her, and she was not a bad woman. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam replied, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكِ وَعَلَيَّ هَيِّنٌ ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا. وفي آية قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. It is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says kun, happen, فيكون. It happens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already created Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam without a mother and without a father. What would be difficult in creating somebody without a father when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already created somebody without a mother and father? O Maryam, Ya Maryam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْ حُسْمَهُ الْمَسِيحِ. إِسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمْ وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. O Maryam, Allah has said that you will have a child. You will have a child. The title of this child will be Masih. He will be Isa, the son of Maryam. This child will be honorable in this world. He will be honored in the next world. He will be from amongst those that are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be amongst those that are nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And this child will speak to the people while he's still a child in the cradle. وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ الإنجيل ورسولا إلى بني إسرائيل. Allah will teach this child the book. Allah will give him wisdom, and Allah will make this a child and messenger, and he will send him to the children of Israel. O Maryam, you will have a child because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that you will have a child. فحملته فانتبذت به مكانا قصيا. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam breathed into her sleeve, and as Maryam alayhi salam became pregnant. Now Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam would begin to worry. She would say, what will people think when they come to know that I am pregnant? What will people do when they find out that I have a child, that I will give birth to a child? Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam would worry. And thus, she left Baytul Maqdis and came to a mountain known as Sa'ir, which is today known as Bethlehem, Baytul Lahm. After a few days, she felt the first pangs of childbirth. The Quran relates, فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِزْءِ النَّخْلَةِ قَالَتْ يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًّا. She felt the first pangs of childbirth, knowing that the time of delivering the child had arrived. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, hungry, exhausted, in pain, uttered, leaning under a palm tree, "Only if I had died before all this, only if I had become forgotten." فَنَادَاهَا مِنْ تَحْتِهَا أَلَّا تَحْزَنِي قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيًّا وَهُزِّ إِلَيْكِ بِجِزِ النَّخْلَةِ تُسَاكِدْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيًّا فَكُلِي وَاشْرَبِي وَقَرِّي عَيْنًا فإما ترين من البشر أحدا وقولي إني نذرت للرحمن صوما فلن أكلم اليوم إنسيا. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam was sent for a second time by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam called from a distance, "O Maryam, do not worry. Allah has provided you with a spring of water. Shake the trunk of the palm tree and fresh ripe grapes will fall in front of you. فَقُلِي وَشْرَبِي, eat the fresh ripe grapes and drink the sweet water. وَقَرِّي عَيْنَا, and cool your eyes by looking at the child. فَإِمَّا تَرَيِنَّ مِنَ الْبَشْرِ أَحَدًا فَقُولِ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا." When she decided to return to her people, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam instructed her that if anybody asks you about this child or asks you anything, then say to them that today I cannot talk to anybody, as today I am keeping a fast of silence. When she was ready to return to her people, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam instructed her that she should remain silent and not speak to anybody. The Quran relates, فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُ قَالُوا يَا مَرْيَمُ لَكَ جِئْتِ شَيْئًا فَرِيًّا يَا أُخْتَ هَارُونَ مَا كَانَ أَبُوكِ مْرَأَ سَوْءٍ وَمَا كَانَتْ أُمُّكِ بَغِيًّا. She came carrying the child in her arm. When the people saw that Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam was carrying a child, when the people saw a child in the arms of the Virgin Mary, they were surprised, they were shocked, they were dumbfounded, they were bewildered that a virgin, that the Virgin Mary is carrying a child. They said, "Ya Maryam, laka jiti shay'in fariya." "O Maryam, you have done a monstrous thing. O Maryam, you have done a wicked thing. You have done an amazing thing." "Ya ukhta Harun, ma kana abuki mra'a sawi wa ma kanat ummuki baghiya." "O the sister of Harun, your father was not a bad man." "O sister of Harun, your mother was not a bad woman. Your parents have always been good people. They were well respected members of the community. O Maryam, whose is this child? Where have you brought this child from?" Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, the Quran relates, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, she pointed towards the child. This made them even more angry, as according to them, she had committed a major sin, she had done a disastrous thing, and now she is pointing towards the child and she is telling them to ask the newborn child where he has come from. Thus they said, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ سَبِيًّا. "O Maryam, what are you telling us to do? How can we speak to a child, to a newborn baby who is a child in a cradle?" At the time, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was drinking his mother's milk. When he heard the people calling his mother, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam left the milk. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam leaned on his right side. He pointed with his right index finger and he said to the people, "Inni Abdullah atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiyya wa ja'alani mubarakan aina ma kuntu wa awsani bis salati wa zakati ma dumtu hayya wa barran bi walidati wa lam yaj'alni jabbaran shakiyya wa salamu alayya yawma walidtu wa yawma amutu wa yawma ubatu hayya. Inni Abdullah, that I am the servant of Allah. Atani al-kitaba, Allah has given me this scripture. Waja'alani nabiyya, he has made me a prophet. Waja'alani mubarakan aina ma kuntu, he has made me blessed wherever I may be. Wa usani bis salati wa zakati ma dumtu hayya, and he has enjoined on me prayers and zakat as long as I live. Wa barram bi walidati wa lam yaj'alni jabbaran shakiyya, and he has ordered me to be dutiful to my mother, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made me arrogant, and he has not made me unblessed. Wa salamu alayya yawma walidtu wa yawma and peace be upon me the day I was born, and peace be upon me the day I die, and peace be upon me the day I will be raised alive." The people were amazed and astonished when they heard these words of wisdom coming from a child in the cradle, from a newborn baby. They accepted his miraculous birth as a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they dismissed all that bad thought about Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, and began to respect Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, and began to honor Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. When Isa alayhi salam grew up, Allah made him a prophet and Allah sent him to the Jews to call the Jews to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, to call them to the straight path, call them to the worship of one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and tell them to believe in him, believe in his angels, believe in the day of judgment, believe in the hereafter. The Jews had deviated from the Sirat al-Mustaqim. They had deviated from the straight path. The Jews had deviated from the teachings of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. They had changed the book of Allah, the Torah. The Jews had forgotten the message of Allah brought to them by Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They practiced every possible evil to the extent that the Jews even killed some of the prophets sent to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no such thing as good morals. Killing, stealing, lying, adultery, hatred, jealousy, malice were regarded as items of pride. They believed in only what suited them, and they rejected what they did not like. And their scholars, for the sake of petty worldly gain, changed the commands of Allah. They made halal what was haram, and they made haram what was halal. It was in these circumstances Allah told Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam to proclaim his message to the Jews, to the Bani Israel. He said, Ya Bani Israel, Inni Rasulullah ilaykum musaddiqan lima bayna yadayya min at-Tawrat wa mubashiran bi rasul yati min ba'di ismihi Ahmad. O Bani Israel, I am a messenger unto you, confirming the Torah which came before me and giving you glad tidings of a messenger who will come after me, whose name will be Ahmad. قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. I have come to you with hikmah, I have come to you with prophethood, and in order to make clear to you some of the points in which you differ, so fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow me and obey me, as Allah, He is my Rabb, Allah, He is my Lord, He is your Rabb, He is your Lord. So worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا صراط المستقيم. This is the straight path and this is the path to success. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam called the Bani Israel to pure belief, and he dismissed all the false beliefs which had crept in. However, the Jews refused to accept Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and they refused to accept his teaching. They criticized Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and they even slandered Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's mother. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam held his ground. He made sabr, he stood firm, and he continued conveying the message of Allah day and night. He performed many miracles to prove to them that he truly was the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran relates, أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. أَنِّي أَخْلُقُ لَكُمْ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ فَأَنْفُخُ فِيهِ فَيَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He would take clay in his hand, he would make a figure of a bird, he would blow inside this bird of clay would become alive, and it would fly with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the air. وَأُبْرِهُ الْأَكْمَهَا وَالْأَبْرَصَ. He would cure the leper. He would even restore the eyesight of those born blind. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. He would even bring the dead to life by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بَيُوتِكُمْ. He would inform them of what they have eaten. He would tell them that you ate this, you ate that. وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ. He would tell them, he would inform them of what they had stored in their houses. They rejected these miracles, though they knew that these were miracles. They knew that he was the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they refused to believe in him because they feared that they will have to leave their power, they will lose their wealth, honor, they will lose their leadership and dignity if they followed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. But Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam's popularity grew day by day, and the Jews could not tolerate this. The people began to love Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, especially the poor. And the Jews felt that they would lose their leadership if they did not stop him. Thus the Jews at the time decided to kill Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. They planned, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planned. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the blessed of all planners. At the time, the country was ruled by the Romans. The Jews came to the Roman governor of Damascus, and they said to him that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is a threat to the government. He does not obey the laws of the land. He intends to become the king of the Jews. He intends to overthrow the government and become the king of the Bani Israel. If he is not stopped now, he may order his people, his men, to take arms against the Roman government. They managed to convince the Roman governor of Damascus, and he ordered that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam be arrested. Meanwhile, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already informed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam of the Jewish plot. He had already told Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam what the Jews were up to. And he told Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, "Do not worry, I will take care of the problem. Ya Isa, inni mutawafika wa rafi'uka ilayya wa mutahhiruka min alladhina kafaru. O Isa, I will raise you unto me, I will raise you, unto me alive, and I will purify you from the kuffar." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already informed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam of the Jewish plot, and he had already informed Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam of what Allah, of what he himself was about to do. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam called his followers, and he told them what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had told him. And he said to them that soon he will no longer be with them. Man ansari ilallah. Who will take on the responsibility of conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who will continue preaching after I leave? The Hawariyin replied, "Nahnu Ansarullah." That we will continue conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the helpers of Allah, and we will remain the helpers of Allah, and we will remain steadfast in our religion, and we will pass the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. Meanwhile, the soldiers came and surrounded the house Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was staying in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to the rescue of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to the rescue of all the God-fearing people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam alive to the heavens and saved Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam from the Jews. The soldiers had surrounded the house of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. One of the soldiers came in and began to search for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Whilst he was searching for Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Allah changed the face of this soldier to look like that of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. When the other soldiers came and found that he resembled Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the other soldiers arrested this soldier, thinking that he was Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. This soldier began to deny, but they refused to believe him, thinking that he was a culprit and it is only normal for one that is guilty to deny the charge. They arrested him and they took him, and finally it was this person that they crucified, and it was this person who died on the cross. And this is the belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the belief of the Muslims, that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was not crucified, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam has not died, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam was raised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the heavens. We believe that at this moment in time, as I address you and you listen to the reminder, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is alive and he is in the heavens. And we believe that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will return before the end of time as a major sign of Qiyamah. The Quran has made this concept very clear. The Quran says, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ